Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
Is the time for all of us, particularly the young among us, to remember, wash your hands, practice good hygiene, wear a mask when indicated by state or local authorities, or when social distancing is not possible. We can all do our part to slow the spread, to flatten the curve, to save lives.
The president said that we should follow our local authorities with masks, so that's the decision that he encourages people to follow those authorities. The CDC guidelines, I'd also note, say recommended but not required.
All right, so you heard the vice president talking about wearing the mask and then the White House press secretary on the mask as well. We're still obviously combing through that, who's wearing, who's not. What happens when they do the tracing? Where are the cases popping up? Of course, COVID-19. Hey, everybody, Kate Delaney. So in your neck of the woods, obviously, it's something that's out there. I know there are people that are tired and weary of the virus, and maybe that's part of it. You're just burnt out on, gosh, how long have we dealt with this? And the answer is not soon enough and too long. And let's hope that we more than flatten the curve, we squash this sucker, get the cure, because that's what we need. We need the vaccine so we can talk about possibilities all we want. But until you have the vaccine and until we know about asymptomatic and the spread and stopping the spread, I mean, all of that. It's like anything else when you have a disease. If there is no cure, what's the first question you ask a doctor? Is there a cure? Is there a cure? And there is no cure right now. There are tests that they're pretty optimistic about, really broad tests, and there are three companies that are having some great success with it, so cross your fingers that that all comes to fruition sooner rather than later. So here we are at the top again. Kate Delaney, happy 4th of July weekend. It is 4th of July weekend when we celebrate the birth of our nation. It's going to be a little bit different than it was last year. You might have been out somewhere with thousands of people watching fireworks from a beach, perhaps from a giant park somewhere near your home, wherever you might have been. But a lot of those, of course, are canceled. Some are going to put the what I call the eye candy into the sky, but you're not going to actually have you on property anywhere where you're out at some big area with parking lot, etc., and you're filing in. That's all changed, obviously, because of the virus. But firework sales are brisk, better than they've been in decades, because people are individually getting fireworks. So expect to hear that probably throughout the night, probably, right? Do you have your flag out? I know in my neighborhood there's a lot of people with flags out. We've got our flag out and other little flags and that kind of thing. And there's going to be like a drive-by parade and plans for other ways around the pandemic. And good for you, America. Recreating, reinventing, that's what it's all about. So for the amount of people that have recovered, 841,000, thank goodness, of 2.74 million cases, 130 dead, though. That is the latest, 130 dead. The cases have exploded in Texas and Florida and in California. So the reopening was rolled back in those states and several others. New York, New Jersey, and Connecticut are saying, yeah, there's at least 16 different states where we want people, if they come here, they've got to quarantine for 14 days because we don't want to amp up the COVID in our area after we were successful in squashing it. We don't want to see that explode in any way. There's just still so many unknowns. I mean, so many unknowns. The other big buzz that's happening, in fact, there's a couple of things, and a lot of it has to do, we're in an election year, obviously, and a lot of it has to do with the president and polls and what he knew about Russia and targeting soldiers in Afghanistan, or he didn't know in the briefings, and that's what he has said, that he was not aware of it, and that's what the White House and other intelligence people are backing up, that it wasn't verified information, so he wasn't made aware of it. But there are questions, and the Hill is questioning it. So on the Hill, they're diving deeper into what is it, and locking it down, too, by the way, more information on what happened and who knew what, that whole kind of thing. And looking at the election year, like I said, there are a couple of things happening. One is you have the book by the president's niece that now is moving forward, because while it was blocked in the highest court, it wasn't blocked in another court, which allowed it to go toward publication. That's going to be at the end of July. In the meantime, John Bolton's book is out, sold 780,000 copies in its first week. The former National Security Advisor is on that list of political books that are selling. The Trump administration tried to block it, but didn't have any success there. It looked like they were going to have some success because they were talking about classified information, but no, didn't happen. The other book that I just briefly kind of glossed over is Mary Trump's book, and Mary Trump's book on the president can move forward because of a judge saying a decision reversing a lower court's ruling that had temporarily halted the publication of the book by the president's niece. But it didn't talk about whether she violated a confidentiality agreement or not, because that was part of what the deal was, what the wrangling was. Did that happen? The name of the book is Too Much and Never Enough, How My Family Created the World's Most Dangerous Man. It's going to be out by Simon & Schuster at the end of July. And in the court papers filed on Tuesday, the publishing giant claimed that tens of thousands of copies of the book had already been printed, and it's a bestseller on Amazon. However, the ruling did put off addressing the central aspect of the spat about the manuscript that's been roiling around in the Trump family, whether by writing the book Mary Trump violated a confidentiality agreement that was put in place 20 years ago. How about that? 20 years ago, there was this confidentiality agreement after a struggle over the will of her grandfather, Fred Trump Sr., Donald Trump's father. There was one put in place. But the judge's decision was that Simon & Schuster wasn't a party to that, so they couldn't be bound by that confidentiality agreement, which was signed by Mary Trump, Donald Trump, and the president's two siblings. So they're not bound by it, so they can have the story released. How about that? So this could be a book that also sells as a bestseller, but we only know that supposedly there's some incredibly revealing things in the book. But what does that mean when you say it's pretty vague, incredibly revealing things? So ultimately, we'll see. I don't think that they thought that this was the way it was going to go, but ultimately the publisher won out. We're talking about numbers next, and boy, we got a ton of them. Stay tuned.
Hi, Bill Hyde here for Safe Places USA. If you're thinking it might be finally time to move out of a dangerous urban area to a safer place before things get worse, pay close attention. Because the feeling in your gut, the one telling you to get out, could save your life. Here's why. You can now find out where the safest places in this country are by going to safeplacesusa.com and checking out the Ultimate Relocation Manual. It's your personal guide to the tips, tricks, and techniques for relocating your family to the safest places in America. all broken down in 15 strategic critical categories along with checklists and preparation sources. So if you want a clear path to getting out of Dodge, go to SafePlacesUSA.com. That's SafePlacesUSA.com. Use coupon code GCN and get half off the manual all this week. Plus, get the following books free with your Ultimate Relocation Manual: Pandemic Survival Secrets, Your Home, Your Fortress, all free this week at SafePlacesUSA.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at ImmuneSupportNow.com. That's ImmuneSupportNow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Are you still under stay-at-home orders trying to figure out what to do with your free time even after the lockdown is over? Why not try World of Warship? With World of Warships, you can command a massive naval fleet featuring some of history's most iconic war vessels. Unlock new ships as you prepare to dominate the oceans. Each ship is accurate to the original. Each battle will make you feel like you're right there. Each week, there's something new to experience with new missions, game updates, and events to keep you and your friends engaged for hours. Play over 300 ships across 10 different nations. World of Warships currently has over 30 million players worldwide. It's the perfect game to take your mind off things as we self-isolate to help flatten the coronavirus curve. To play for free, go to worldofwarships.com and use the invite code BOOM. BOOM gets players started with two cruisers, one American, one German, as well as some premium currency. Check it out at worldofwarships.com today. Use the invite code BOOM. World of Warships, the thinking man's action game at worldofwarships.com. Invite code BOOM. And then there were ratings. CNN, Left for Dead, considered irrelevant by many, finally has some ratings because of the new stretch of the coronavirus pandemic and other things that have happened in the last couple of months. Fox and MSNBC also had record-setting quarters ending in June, so people are watching the tube. They're listening to radio, too. Yay! Which makes me happy. But CNN's weekday primetime audience of 1.95 million was up 120% over the same period last year. Fox News, which has led in the ratings for two decades, had an average, you ready for this, 4.7 million viewers. That's a 43% increase. MSNBC, 2.47 million, up 13% from 2019. So those are the three most watched networks on all of cable TV. On all of cable TV. CNN, obviously Fox way ahead, number one, but CNN and MSNBC. How about that? I think so much of that is what, especially in the beginning of the virus, what's breaking, what's happening, you know, that kind of thing. It helps television news, cable or otherwise, but really cable because they're on all the way through and they carry other shows. All right, moving on to more numbers. This is crazy. Now there's lots of stories breaking around. So I shouldn't say it's crazy because it's inevitable that it was going to happen. But looking at the Supreme Court makeup and looking at what could happen, there are conversations happening that, you know, you may – see that there are a couple of judges who, Clarence Thomas, one of them, conversation about Clarence Thomas is starting to float that he may be retiring. So if you look at the makeup of the court, that's interesting because if Clarence, of course, Clarence Thomas was a conservative, is a conservative appointment by George H.W. Bush, and is seen as the most likely to retire. He hasn't necessarily for sure tilted in the direction of tipping his hand saying, I'm going to do that, but there is a list supposedly going on. There's always a list anyway of who would step into that, who could possibly step into that role. And that's one. So the list includes some pretty interesting people. One of them is Judge Amy Coney Barrett, 48 of the U.S. Court of Appeals for the Seventh Circuit. So you heard the number, the age, 48, would be nominated by Trump if there is a vacancy, supposedly. But her past membership in groups that have promoted anti-abortion views could make her harder to confirm, especially in campaign season when all, you know, when so many people are running and concerned about that. That could lead to a scrap of that judge. But it's something to look at, because President Trump has a record of appointing how many? 200 conservative judges. 200 conservative judges. So it wouldn't be surprising to see, again, Clarence Thomas possibly go and then have that vacancy. So interesting. Saudis threaten us again, and this is about the, of course, oil wars, talking about, you know, having, because of the lock that OPEC can have, the hardline stance from OPEC, they're the de facto leader. They risk a flare-up within the organization of the petroleum exporting countries. We've talked about that a lot on the show in the past. So after Saudi Arabia waged a price war against the longtime oil market ally Russia, because they had disagreements over how to supply global markets because of the coronavirus spread, so that triggered that. Then you had the March decision with the immediate crash in oil prices, 25%. Fell 25% in the U.S., lowest level since 2016. The collapse forced Saudi Arabia, Iraq, Nigeria, other oil-producing nations to consider budget cuts. U.S. producers moved to slash their spending. So you can see where we're headed with that. So Saudi Arabia threatening to ignite an oil price war unless fellow OPEC members make up for their failure to, they say, abide by the cartel's recent production cuts. This is one to pay attention to. Remember, the Saudis and the Russians resolved their differences in a 23-nation effort to reduce output by 10% to shore up the prices. The group extended the agreement on June 6th. So, you know, tick tock, tick tock. Where will the oil prices be? And this affects all of us in some way, certainly. All right, the worst slump since 1901. What do you think I'm talking about? Were you thinking U.S.? No, Latin America. Heading for the deepest slump since 1901. The World Bank projects are saying that the recession in Latin America, if they look at all of their projections for it, and the Caribbean, will be the worst since they had data come in starting in 1901. That's how they know that. And they were fighting inequality, poverty, blah, blah, blah. And now they're looking at the gross domestic product contraction of more than 7%. 7% for 2020. So it would make it worse than any crisis of the past century, including the Great Depression, 1980 debt crisis, the global financial meltdown, 2008 to 2009. But the drop in commodity exports based on a plunge in demand in advanced economies coupled with the collapse of tourism is just hammering Latin America. And, of course, it hits the poor and the most vulnerable, and the poverty rate keeps on going up. So tens of millions of people will lose their jobs, and we've seen that in the United States. We've seen the amount of people losing their jobs, and of course, the poverty stricken people are the ones that get hit the worst with that. We go from saying poverty to looking at Tesla, who is the King Kong of the auto world. In fact, officially, Tesla overtakes Toyota as the world's most valuable automaker. How do you determine that? Well, shares of Tesla have more than doubled since the start of the year. They climbed as much as 3.5% in intraday trading on Wednesday. They are at 207 plus billion. So that surpasses Toyota's 201 billion. And you got to think about some of the things that Elon Musk has done, ignoring, breaking a lot of the auto industry's rules and norms in the 10 years since he took Tesla public. They produced 103,000 vehicles in the first quarter, or about 4% of the almost 2.4 million made by Toyota. So they talk about affordability and reliability, and Tesla is different. They're pioneering gas electric vehicles, that kind of stuff, much more. Toyota's doing it too, but they're really, really doing it. So isn't that interesting? They became the world's second most valuable automaker in January. They surpassed Volkswagen AG, now worth more than twice the German giant. So again, 207.2 billion. Make sure I said that right. 207.2 billion. Wow, wow, wow. Again, very, very big. People did doubt Elon Musk at one point. There were lots of conversations about his demise, and they were oh so wrong. Election odds. Polls and odds, very big, of course, leading up to the election. So I was reading one of their sports books all over Europe. When I was in Ireland, I noticed people are betting on everything. Of course, horse racing was big there, but also on more than that, things that are happening in the United States, etc. So the 2020 election odds, the odds for Joe Biden, over 59%. Donald Trump, 33%. And that is, he's an underdog because of that. 33% is the implied probability of winning the election compared to Biden, 59.3%. And 50-38 average of national polls shows that Biden has a 9.6 edge over Trump. So we'll see as we get closer to November. Keeping tabs, numbers mean something. Stay with us.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Police in Seattle have cleared out the city's occupied protest zone. They've been in place since the death of George Floyd at the hands of police in Minneapolis. The mayor ordered it. No reports of any clashes with the protesters and the police, many of them dressed in riot gear. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell spoke of the shooting deaths of two people in Seattle's protest zone.
Some reports suggest these two boys were shot by a self-appointed security squad. These are miscellaneous citizens who roamed the area with guns drawn after the occupiers drove the real police out.
In Russia, polling results show that voters have overwhelmingly approved constitutional amendments that would allow President Vladimir Putin to run for another two terms, leaving him as president until 2036. This is USA Radio News. Under growing criticism for his response to the report that Russia paid Taliban fighters to kill U.S. troops in Afghanistan, President Trump says he doesn't believe the intelligence is true. He says he has no concerns over not being briefed in person.
And I'm sure I don't see many things that they don't think rose to the occasion. This didn't rise to the occasion.
He tells Fox Business he believes the Democrats made the whole thing up.
I think it's a hoax. I think it's a hoax by the newspapers and the Democrats.
The family of a missing Fort Hood soldier believes the human remains found on Tuesday are that of Private V.S. Aguian, who disappeared more than 2 months ago. One person is under arrest, and another person reportedly committed suicide. Guillen's sister, Lupe, is critical of the Army investigation.
My mother does not deserve this! I don't deserve this! My family does not deserve this! Vanessa Guillen did not deserve this!
The family is calling for a congressional investigation. This is USA Radio News.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often, the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process, is called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REALWTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now, 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com.
He's in our virtual green room right now, and he's actually written two books, and one of the ones we're talking about is What Happens Now. M.M., thanks for coming on the show.
M.M. Beck, here.
Yeah, I like that. He's reporting for duty. So tell us about What Happens Now. If I met you, and of course we're talking on the air now, but if I met you somewhere and you said, I wrote a book, and we started to talk about it, what would you tell me the book is about?
M.M. Beck, What Happens Now is a second book in a series about a individual by the name of Daniel Jorgensen. Daniel Jorgensen, in What Happens Now, holds the rank of Major General, and he is associated with the Army Criminal Investigation Element, which later becomes the Criminal Investigation Division, or CID. General Jorgensen is allowed to work at a fictional college, Knoxville College in Knoxville, Colorado. Again, a city that does not actually exist. But he is an ROTC instructor, and he also teaches biology, self-defense, and is called in frequently to investigate crimes, murder, treason, embezzlement, and he has put in so many criminals in prison and large numbers of high-ranking individuals, you know, in civil government or military personnel. That he has so many that he's put in prison that he's got all kinds of individuals that are trying to eliminate him. And he's been put in Walter Reed Army Hospital so many times that they're considering and reserving a room with his name.
Yes. And this is the character, again, I'm going to emphasize this to people, Dan Jurgensen. You've written actually 8 books, and you take Dan in a couple of those books, take us through a lot of different areas. And something you and I talked about is President Eisenhower likes Dan Jurgensen, right?
Yes, President Eisenhower declared that Dan Jurgensen was a national treasure. Dan Jurgensen was able to see things, recognize it for what it was, read reports, and get more out of it than anyone else. And some people thought he must have a photographic memory, but he tells him, no, I don't have a photographic memory. It's just that I have some means of retrieving information from my brain, from my memory. And sometimes that comes back immediately, and sometimes it takes a little while, but he has that ability to do so.
I love that you have the main character, and you and I talked about this, because in books so often we get hooked into the characters and we want to see what happens with them. And Dan Jurgensen being called a national treasure by the president, and the fact that he moved up through the ranks in the military. Did you know that you had this in you, M.M., when you sat down to put all this together? Did you know that you had so much to write about? Because that's an accomplishment.
Well, you know, the idea for this, the first book, The Case of Two Left Shoes, I was in veterinary practice, and my one client, he and his family, were avid skiers. And as I was leaving his home one time after a call, that I saw the ski boots on their porch. And they were all lined up, and it was difficult to tell which shoe is right or left. And it occurred to me, two left shoes. And that was probably about 1973, and it wasn't until, I think, 2005 that I first wrote the book and completed it. In our golden wedding anniversary year. And that's when this whole series started. And as I would write these books, it was almost as if I was writing and transcribing what someone else was reading to me. And I'd go back and read my book later, and where did that come from? And it was just something that once I got started writing, there was no stopping for some time.
Yeah. What did the people around you say about that? What did your family say about, wow, you know, 8 books, you're a machine, and you have this character, and you have all these thoughts that you're sharing, you're a novelist. What did they think?
Well, some people are amazed, and other people just write it off that, oh, what does he know about writing these books?
Well, don't pay attention to those people, because you know a lot. You have a great way with words. Do you find that, and you said this, it's like you're talking. When you finish a book, what is that feeling like for you?
When I finish a book, And, you know, there's an immediate relief, so to speak, but it doesn't take long until more ideas come to me and I have to continue writing. These days, now where I'm working on book 8, the ideas aren't coming to me quite as well as they used to, so it takes a while for me to figure out what do I do next. But I tried to think, well, let's call this one quits. But I put it aside for a while, and I have to go right back to it and continue.
Yeah, and you know, that's like Dan Jurgensen. He just keeps on going, right? It just whatever happens. That's why you talked about Walter Reed. They think they should name a room for him. He should have reservations almost because of the things that have happened, and he just keeps bouncing back, and he has that tenacity, doesn't he?
You know, there's a lot of the information or a lot of the incidents in the book are very personal. And so when I read my own books, sometimes it gets rather emotional because there's too much of my own life tied up in that book.
Mm.
And my wife says, you're reading one of your books again.
She knows. Oh, is he tearing up again? He must be reading his books. I love it. And, you know, that's a sign of a good writer because you're using what's inside you, what you know, and you're whipping that into these novels and these stories. And do you hope that's what happens for people who pick up your books, if they happen to pick up What Happens Now or any of them? You mentioned Two Left Shoes, M.M. Beck. What do you hope people walk away with these stories?
Well, a lot of the story involves investigation of crime. But the thing of it is, Dan Jurgensen wants to get students, people in general, to use their minds and investigate, study things out, and come to intelligent, thought-out decisions, not just, oh, let's do that. The newspaper says that this person's a bad person, so I'm not going to vote for him. A person needs to use their own intelligence and not follow the crowd, so to speak, and jump on the bandwagon because everyone is. They need to think these out and make informed decisions. And when a person thinks out of the box, so to speak, that is when inventions, improvements, ideas come from, when a person is willing to do something other than what everyone expects. And
that's good advice.
And Dan Jurgensen, as a teacher, has studied the life of Socrates, and he tries to use the methods of Socrates to teach the students and even teach other teachers how to improve their own teaching capability.
Yeah, and that's why he's able to do so many of the things that he's done. Pick up the book. Pick up any of the books. M.M. Beck, great job. What Happens Now is the one we were talking about. Thanks so much for joining us on the show.
Well, you're welcome.
Are you still under stay-at-home orders trying to figure out what to do with your free time, even after the lockdown is over, why not try World of Warship? With World of Warships, you can command a massive naval fleet featuring some of history's most iconic war vessels. Unlock new ships as you prepare to dominate the oceans. Each ship is accurate to the original. Each battle will make you feel like you're right there. Each week, there's something new to experience with new missions, game updates, and events to keep you and your friends engaged for hours. Play over 300 ships across 10 different nations. World of Warships currently has over 30 million players worldwide. It's the perfect game to take your mind off things as we self-isolate to help flatten the coronavirus curve. To play for free, go to worldofwarships.com and use the invite code BOOM. BOOM gets players started with two cruisers, one American, one German, as well as some premium currency. Check it out at worldofwarships.com today. Use the invite code BOOM. World of Warships, the thinking man's action game at worldofwarships.com. Invite code BOOM.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Houseflies defecate every 4 to 5 minutes, spreading diseases and germs. Protect your food and your health with Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic, no batteries required, only $39.95. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
You're going to love our next guest in Author's Corner. We spent some time off the air. Barbara Chevalier wrote a book called Keep Searching for Blue Jays, and it's incredible, a miraculous account of life beyond our world. That has to intrigue you and reel you in, right? It definitely did me, and then our conversation was mind-blowing, honestly. Barbara, thanks so much for coming on.
Thank you.
So it's true. We had a great conversation talking about how you got to where you are and your philosophy, which I think is similar to my philosophy. And if you really can gravitate toward it, for people listening, we're going to get there. But if you gravitate toward this philosophy, I think your life just unfolds before you in so much of a different way than that constant struggle that you have. But first, let's talk about why you wrote the book.
Okay. I always wanted a story to write about that was worthy of writing about, and I just never felt like the right one came along. And then, you know, they say you got to be careful what you wish for. It ended up in 2006, coming home to a roped-off, crime scene taped-up home, and that is just where it all started. And I knew after we ended up at the hospital and standing over my son just a few days later, this was that story.
So in coming back to that and seeing what happened, your youngest son, Brian, who had to be taken by air ambulance to a trauma hospital, after what the police told you was an accident. Tell us what happened in the end there with Brian.
So Brian was careflooded. We weren't told that he had even been shot, just that, quote, there had been an accident. And I knew something was severely wrong because none of them would look me in the eyes when they would tell me that. So in their minds, he was gone. And so we get down to the hospital. 3.5 days later, they bring him off the ventilator. He had been shot in the chest, in the front, and then turned around when he realized that it wasn't a paint gun or a joke and was shot in the back. And that was with 9mm loaded with hollow points at point blank range. So hindsight, you can understand why they probably made those assumptions. Brian was 14 at the time. And so when they pulled him off the ventilator, Brian couldn't wait to tell me something. But you can't speak when you have one of those endotracheal tubes down your throat. And so you have to blow and prove that you can breathe on your own. And so anyways, they finally pulled that after he met the requirements. And the first thing he was chomping at the bit to tell me was, is I went to heaven and I saw God. And I knew when he started talking to me about what he had witnessed and experienced and what went on. And he told me that he told me what he looked like, what God looked like, how they interacted, told me about judgment and all of these nice, warm, fuzzy feeling things. And with all the trauma that Brian had, he was still he was smiling. He was reliving. He was reliving those experiences. And so I just knew standing there, this is that story that is going to change so many people's lives. And I just felt that there was an urgency to get it written. In the moment, I didn't realize it was going to take as long to get it written. But at the end of the day, it's there. And there is just an energy about it. And the way that my son responded to everything was just otherworldly.
Yeah, wow. Again, that's a near-death experience. And so, you know, imagine what you take when you what you saw from what happened with your son. Now, as you said, you finally get down to it. You have this book. You put this book together. What do you want people to know? What should people do when they're, you know, people get caught up in their struggle bubble? Barbara, you know this, and then they have things that happen to them, and they can't seem to get out of that cycle.
You know, I really want for people to shine a light on our own mental health and how important that is for us to live productive and industrial lives. And some of the biggest takeaways are that as much as we're told we're powerless, when you really step back and remove emotion, you come to a place where you just understand that what you think, what you speak, and the emotions you tie to things, that actually draws things to us and or repels things from us. And so I would say that it's not necessarily to be super positive all the time, because if you go too far to the left and you're super negative, or you go too far to the right and you're overly positive, either way, you're fibbing to yourself, or you're toxic and you're repelling. And so I've found that there's a straight and narrow, balanced, centered place to be. And we're all human, and we can only take so many things on our plate and so many traumas before those things begin to compound. And so what is important to me is that we understand that mental illness or mental health issues are a result of a person running out of resources to adequately cope with the situation or situations at hand. And generally, what I've found across my life, because I've always been fascinated with near-death experiences and psychology and the brain in general, is that we stay within that centeredness and just allow life to unfold. Some of us are so frantically running around trying to figure out what our purpose is But if our purpose was right in front of our face and right under our nose, we wouldn't recognize it for one of a couple of things. One of them being that we're so dadgum working hard to figure it all out. Birds are just birds. They don't say, you know, what do birds do? Mm-hmm. And so I would venture to say that each of us are, like I'm a Barbara, I'm Barbara flavored Kool-Aid, you know, and so it just comes to a place of self-acceptance and self-love. And then also to stick to that, straight and narrow and understand that we do have choices and we are able to be empowered even in the face of situations like with my son. And so I believe that when we are given something of that nature, that the opposite holds true. If we're in this fallen world, as people label it, then that means there's duality. And so with duality, if I'm given that measure of what we would look at as a calamity, then there's also an equal portion and measure of a blessing. It depends on my response as to what comes back to me. And so the only difference is our input and our energy into every person, place, and thing. And so sometimes we hold on to prejudices against, you know, maybe some red car ran us off the road and we knew it was a Taurus. Does that make all red cars bad? No, they're an inanimate object. And so I would say to be more open and make sure that we interact and in our lives, build our lives, and then keep our mind, mouth, and emotions lined up at least 80% of the time. That's where I find seems to be the magic of, because a lot of times I'll be thinking one thing, saying something else, and then have an emotion that's, you know, maybe somewhere one side negative or one side positive. When I just am, and that's interesting, I am, then I am just being. I think a lot of us have gotten into the rat race of doing so that we can have, so that someday we may be able to be. And where that's brought us is that a lot of us don't even know what a perfect day or what it is that would make us happy might even look like. You know, and it took me a few months to literally sit down and go through the motions. You know, the first time I wrote down what a perfect day would be, I had an 8-hour work day in there. That is not a perfect day. You know, so it's just understanding we have choices. Even if we don't feel like we have choices, it's the way that we frame and respond to things. And I would venture to say that those calamities are generally tied to our purpose, and they are also opportunities.
Wow, you said it all. I mean, it's perfect. And the stories and what happened here, this is a true story, and we just touched the surface of it. I agree, and we have that same philosophy that I am, and it's funny, and I think people out there can relate to the sitting down, you know, what's the perfect day, and you write, you know, 8 hours of work, which is crazy. We don't want to give too much away. Pick up this book, Keep Searching for Blue Jays. Pick it up on Amazon or wherever great books are sold. Barbara, thanks so much for joining us.
Absolutely.
Are you still under stay-at-home orders trying to figure out what to do with your free time even after the lockdown is over? Why not try World of Warships? With World of Warships, you can command a massive naval fleet featuring some of history's most iconic war vessels. Unlock new ships as you prepare to dominate the oceans. Each ship is accurate to the original. Each battle will make you feel like you're right there. Each week, there's something new to experience with new missions, game updates, and events to keep you and your friends engaged for hours. Play over 300 ships across 10 different nations. World of Warships currently has over 30 million players worldwide. It's the perfect game to take your mind off things as we self-isolate to help flatten the coronavirus curve. To play for free, go to worldofwarships.com and use the invite code BOOM. BOOM gets players started with two cruisers, one American, one German, as well as some premium currency. Check it out at worldofwarships.com today. Use the invite code BOOM. World of Warships, the thinking man's action game at worldofwarships.com. Invite code BOOM.